Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, February 16th, 2012. By the time this program airs, we may still be in the dark about the cause of singer Whitney Houston's death, or we may be closer to finding out what that cause was. Houston created the soundtrack for couples of my generation before a disappointing self-destructive descent. But her death raises this question. Why are we surprised when the celebrity culture we've created destroys those trapped by that celebrity? And Christians aren't immune to it. We create our own celebrities, especially those who have come from a dark place into the light of Christ's salvation. And Houston, who grew up singing in the church, was trapped just as much by her Christian celebrity status as she was by her secular celebrity status. We need to appreciate talent, there's no doubt about that. But we also need to stop idolizing those with talent and demanding to know the minutiae of their lives. Let's stop the celebrity madness.
Darkness flowing over me. The noon looks just like midnight, but I cannot hide. Oh, where would I run? Made my darkness into daylight. How great are your thoughts, O Lord? The number more than sand.
That was Even in the End from Music from St. Benedict's Table, a CD created by a Winnipeg congregation with its roots in the Anglican tradition that makes artistic expression part of its DNA. And someone else with an innate sense of creativity is today's guest, Paul Boga, an award-winning author, a filmmaker, and a coordinator of the Winnipeg Reel to Reel Film Festival, which takes place February 21st to 26th. Paul's on the phone with us from Winnipeg to talk about the film fest and his own creative efforts. Good evening, Paul.
Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Not bad. Now, I might have made a mistake here, but you've written two novels, a biography, a short film. How did you get into writing itself?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I was a little kid, I always loved to write. And in engineering days, when I was going through school, I wrote screenplays as a break to get away from all the technical side of engineering. And just stuck with it. And I got turned down a lot of times in screenwriting. In fact, I got turned down 236 times. And then entered a contest, the Word Go contest, and my first book got picked up and got published and just moved on from there.
Yeah, that was Chicago Healer, and that was the Word Guild's Best New Canadian Author Award.
Yeah, it's an inaugural debut, so yeah. It was a huge, huge blessing. And they just did a fantastic job in helping to launch that, and went on from there.
Now, looking back on that, I mean, it's almost a decade since that happened. What kind of impact did that whole process have on you?
You know, it was a watershed moment because you spend so much time in so many different areas trying to get launched, to try and get a start, and that's really the big thing you're looking for is that first chance to actually hit the stage. And for that contest to come out the winner in that and then to be used from there as a launching platform to other books, other projects, was absolutely huge. And, you look back and you see God's hand in it all. And when you're getting turned down, you're not quite sure. You kind of second guess and you say, boy, is God really in this? But then looking back all that time later, it was God's timing. And that's just important as a writer to wait for that.
Well, and that whole aspect of rejection is something that I think all writers struggle with. I mean, I worked on a book I'd been working on it for about 20 years, close to 20 years, and rejection after rejection, and finally got the Word Alive Press Award.
Yeah, and you know, that's all part of it. I think that's one thing that's very different in the writing and the arts field than in other particular fields. You know, the ratio of hit to miss is sometimes very, very disproportionate. You know, if you get a degree, say, in nursing or engineering or in some other profession, eventually you're going to find work in some area. And, you know, it may take you 5, 10, 15, 20 interviews, but you'll find something. But in the arts field, the ratio is just so dramatically different. And I just hope that people who are in it, that they stay encouraged. You know, even when you get published, you still go through it again. It's not like you hit Easy Street and it goes on from there. So it's a very, very competitive business, and it's a very competitive field. But I think that really spending a lot of time praying and working hard it can make a huge difference for a person.
Well, I mean, you even went into an area that's even more difficult than novel writing, and that's the whole screenwriting.
Oh, tell me about it.
Aspect. What's attracted you? I mean, you've done novel writing, you've done biography, you've done screenwriting, and you've got faced rejection after rejection. What keeps you going as a writer?
The number one thing that keeps me going is simply the calling of God on my life. If you look at it from a straight numbers perspective, if someone were a businessman and they were looking at this just straight from a business perspective, they'd say, this is crazy, don't do this, get out of here. The risk, reward, the return on investment for the time you're spending on it, it doesn't make sense, get out of here. But you know, for me, the biggest verse that has really impacted my life is that God has prepared these works in advance for us to do, that we should walk in them. And you know, we can't do any different. A writer is not someone who writes. It's someone who can't not write. And you're compelled to do it. God lays it on your heart, and you do it. And I think creating the art is what brings glory to God. The success, you know what, that is what it is. That's in God's hands too. And we have very little control over how successful our efforts are. But I think God rewards just being faithful to Him in what we're doing. And that is the single one thing that drives me forward.
Well, looking at all that, who have been your influences as a writer?
There was a lot of influences. I know that some Christians may look at this particular character and not think it 100%, but Stephen King was a big influence. He said one time, when do you give up as a writer? After 5 rejections? After 50? And he said, after 500, he said, if you've hit 500 rejections, it's time to move on. And I had gotten halfway there, and I thought, oh, man, like what am I going to do with all this? And I think that encouragement just helped me to keep on going. John Grisham was certainly a huge, huge influence. Mm-hmm. His writings, his earlier writings especially, really, really motivated me. And my hero in the Bible for writers is the Apostle Paul. And this was a guy, of course, I have the same namesake as him, but look how prolific he is, and look where he was writing from. And at that time, he would never have thought that his writings would be that impactful. Mm-hmm. And I think that is one of the real hidden gems in being a writer, is that we have these opportunities to write. We do not know the impact of that. And one of the stories I had written was a true story of this 6-year-old boy in Kenya who got brutally abused by his dad, abandoned by his family. He works out of poverty. Charles Mullion becomes this multi-millionaire. And then God calls him to sell everything, go into slums and rescue street kids. And I got asked to write his book, and I felt totally unqualified to do it, but he asked me to do it. And it wasn't until years later people said, oh, isn't it amazing how many people are getting saved after reading that book? And it just blew me away, Robert. It just totally blew me away. It's like, well, this is what God is doing when we just stay faithful to him.
Well, and I think that's one of the biggest challenges we have as writers is we I've worked as a journalist for 30 years now, and you write and your words go out there, and you never have any idea what kind of impact you're getting. You rarely know what people are saying about it and how it's impacted their lives. You just have to be faithful to, again, like you say, faithful to that calling.
And that is exactly right. I think in other professions, there's a very quick read and react to what you're doing. So, you know, if you're watching a hockey game, if you're watching, you know, whether it's the Leafs or the Jets and they score a goal, the whole arena goes crazy that second and everybody responds to it right away. When you're a filmmaker or if you're a novelist or a screenwriter, you sometimes don't hear any kind of a response from that. It can be sometimes weeks, months, or even years, and you'll bump into someone and say, oh, that book changed my life. And that really gives you encouragement, say, you know, God is working, God is at work, and even if we don't see the results right away, God is there. And, you know, oftentimes there's a lot of Christians who will not know what the impact of their work is this side of heaven.
Yeah.
We just have to be faithful and to believe that. And that's very, very tough because we live in a success-driven culture. And we need to shift our thinking to understand, well, how does God define success? He defines success by loving Jesus and being faithful. That is success. And it's not as quantifiable as sometimes what the world standards are.
Well, and I think on that note, we need to take a quick break, and we'll come right back with our guest, Paul Boga, and talk about the Winnipeg Reel-to-Reel Film Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Title track from Steve Bell's CD Kindness, and we're going to continue our conversation with Paul Boga. Paul, how did the idea of a film festival come about?
I was at the Sundance Film Festival in beautiful Utah. A film that I had directed wasn't in the festival, but it was being presented and awarded at the exact same time and place as the festival. And so right across the street from it, we had the gala reception for it. And I was going for a walk, and Robert, I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when God spoke clear to my spirit and said, what if we did a film festival in Winnipeg? And my heart skipped, like I think every heart does when God suddenly puts a challenge on it. And we came back and just started going through for our very first year. And now we're in our second year, and one of the biggest peaceful moments about it, in spite of all the challenges and trying to get all the organization together, is that this is really God's festival. So it's in His hands, and I just got to be faithful and work hard, and we have an incredible team that goes ahead and does this.
So was it God's idea to have it in the middle of winter in Winnipeg?
I don't know if He gave me the time necessarily, but one of the things in marketing that we looked at is that it's very tough to draw a crowd in Winnipeg in the summertime or during Christmas time. And so You know, we picked February, March area because that's just after the whole Christmas rush. And especially in Winnipeg, people are looking for something fun to do. So there's a couple of outdoor festivals and that, and this festival we're hoping is going to continue to improve from last year.
So what is the idea? What's the purpose of the festival?
The purpose of the Winnipeg Reel-to-Reel Film Festival is simply to provide cool, clean, and compelling entertainment. You know, there's festivals all over the world, and what we were really hoping for is to provide a platform for those who are Christians, those who may not yet be Christians, and just great art in general, to provide a platform for people to come and to watch awesome stuff. And most important, that's clean stuff.
Well, and I was looking at your qualifications on the website to those wanting to submit stuff, and you had, you know, no violence, no sex, you know, no nudity, you know, all the things that you probably would see at the Toronto International Film Festival or Sundance, something like that.
Yeah, and we're very unique in that sense. And in fact, we even have film directors literally from around the world who will submit custom-made copies just for our festival. So they will go back into the editing rooms and they will cut all the bad stuff out and they'll resubmit just for our festival. So, you know, last year we were blown away. We had three times as many people come as we thought were going to show up.
Wow.
And we've just done a totally different idea on the whole marketing side of it this year, and it's just been night and day difference. So we really think that there's a huge opportunity that way, and I hope that other people in other cities look at this and say, hey, you know, maybe God's calling me to do this. And I just encourage that for people to consider that.
Now, one other thing is our listeners might not understand is that there's actually a pun in the film festival's title. It's Reel to Reel, and that's R-E-A-L to R-E-E-L. How did you come up with that whole idea?
Yeah, sure. So, like in the olden days, back when I was a kid, you used to have a film that was on literal reels, right?
I remember those, too.
So, when we changed over to the film festival, we said, you know, we're really looking for real life through real stories. So, we're trying to find a way for audiences to connect through film. And it's an opportunity for people who have great ideas, great films, whether they're short films or documentaries or feature films, and say, look, we're trying to find some way to investigate life, to find some way that it connects us with where we come from, what the purpose of us being here on Earth is, what our human journey, what our existence is all about, and then also to connect that in some way, shape, or form with God's purpose in our life. I think all art, when it's really done from the heart, is there to connect us with God. And it's there because we've been created by God to do this. And the festival is just one little small piece of that great, great big puzzle.
So is that sort of the criteria you use in selecting the films for the festival?
Films do not have to be Christian, no. But they do have to be clean, and there has to be something in a film that in some way, shape, or form, you could look at that as a bridge and talk to somebody or investigate that about how does this connect with God? How does this relate in terms of struggles people have? How would God respond to this particular film? How does this film in some way, shape, or form, in a cool, clean, compelling way, help to open the door to talk to somebody about the gospel? And all great art does that. If it's clean, if it's cool, it's compelling, it will by definition do that.
Great. Well, we need to take another quick break, and when we do, we'll come back with our guest Paul Boga to finish up our interview. I'm your host Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. This pure love, do 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 do. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to He Walked from the CD Beautiful Mercy, produced by St. Benedict's Table. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Paul Boga. Paul, one of the things that that I'm wondering is, do the films have to be Canadian? Is there a focus on Canadian from here?
Films come from around the world, so we luck out. We have awesome submissions from Kenya, from Israel, from all over Europe, from the States, from Asia. So, you know, it's really a multicultural festival, feature films, short films, documentaries. We have films that have huge budgets and films that are shot for like $500. So we're really all after story and good art. So it's really open to anybody.
Now, you've also got a screenplay competition going on as well.
Yeah, and that's brand new this year. So we've had the scripts coming in, and we want to encourage that. We want to encourage screenwriters. I love screenplays. I love the whole art of screenwriting, and it just gives people some more exposure and gives people a chance to try and get their work out.
And have you got many entries this year?
Yeah. In fact, this year the entries were about 160% more than last year. So it's exploded since the very first year, and it really is amazing to see what God does when he's in something. And just taking that step out of the boat onto the water and you see what God does, it's a huge privilege to see what he's doing. And you look back on it and you think, wow, like, am I even involved in this? Because really it's God's doing and what he's all involved with.
Now, you're saying that you had more people go attend last year than you had expected. What are you expecting this year for attendance?
Well, you know, last year we had a gate of 1,422. And so this year we're going to say, you know what, let's go for 3,000. And see where it goes from there. And the goal will be to continue to see it increase, hopefully to spread it out to other churches in Winnipeg, but then also to spread it out past Winnipeg. There's no reason why a festival like this couldn't play in Ontario and BC, in Alberta, and different places. The demand for cool, clean entertainment is huge. There are so many people that are coming up for it, and there's just not enough to meet the demand. So we think it's positioned that way, not just from a festival point of view, but just for other production houses to consider that.
Now, looking at this, you say not all the films are Christian films, not all the films are by Christians, but in looking at the ones that are coming from the Christian community, what is something a festival like this saying about what's happening in filmmaking in the Christian community?
Yeah, it's changing dramatically. I think if you were to turn the clock back, you know, say 10 years or 15 years, you wouldn't be able to have this festival. There just was not enough stuff out there, at least not enough stuff that was compelling for people. But now what you're finding is that people are actually taking time out of their weekends specifically to see feature film. And these are Hollywood productions. These are Hollywood caliber movies that are being shot on huge budgets. And people are coming out to watch them. So, you know, we're seeing a real big trend, a change, not just in novel writing, but also in the caliber of screenplays and in directing and in editing and just the quality and caliber of movies that are coming out. So, you know, we're seeing a change. And, you know, people said in the first year, well, are you going to have any movies to show next year if you're showing them all this year? Well, every year we show 100% brand new movies. And it's just amazing what God's doing in the industry as a whole. And we're just privileged to be able to support production houses that are doing that.
Now, what can help, what's needed to continue that and continue to improve both the quantity and quality, especially of films by Christians? I mean, I've seen Courageous. I've seen the films by the Sherwood production in Georgia. There's still a little lacking in those type of things. What can you do to make sure that they're now starting to stand amongst their mainstream competitors?
Churches need to encourage their youth to be part of filmmaking education. My screenwriting comes from UCLA. If you have a director, send them off to USC, send them off to the college down the road. People in the world who've got great education, they understand how to make movies. Sometimes we think, oh, we're Christians, therefore we're great artists. No, those are sometimes two very, very different things. We need to go through the school of hard knocks, need to go to UCLA, understand how screenplays work, and be able to make great, great art. I know that it may seem a bit sacrilegious, but simply being a Christian is not enough. You wouldn't say that, hey, you know, I love hockey and I love the Lord, therefore I'm going to be in the NHL. No, you got to put in the time and learn it. And I think as churches, as different Christian organizations, we need to encourage our youth to really get out there and work extremely hard. We can't put any lack of emphasis on that. Kids need to work extremely hard to get good. You know, even mediocre art is an embarrassment to everybody. And just to get to the stage where people respect and like what you're doing, you have to put an incredible amount of effort into it, and you got to learn from the best. There's no shortcut to being good in art.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things that I've said to Christians as they've been developing that is you have to understand your craft. You have to know the basics of your craft, and then you have to try and excel and become excellent in once you learn those basics.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, Robert. You're looking for excellence. You know, if you're okay in some kind of a profession, you'll get a job at it, but you have to excel. You have to look at being the absolute, absolute possible best that you can be. Good is not good enough, and I think especially in the arts, we have to excel, and it only comes by an incredible amount of hard work. Somebody once said you work 10 years to become an overnight success. And,
yeah,
you know, with the amount of people out there who are pushing out art, that can sometimes take 10, 20 years now to get to a place like that. But, yeah, you really do have to put in the time and the effort to learn it well.
If people are interested in knowing more about the Real to Real Film Festival, how can they find that out?
WinnipegFilmFestival.com. All my contact information is there. They can track me down if they got questions, and if they want to be inspired to do their festival, I'd be happy to talk to people.
Great. Paul, thanks for your time tonight.
Hey, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thank you to my guest, Paul Boga, and be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.